Did you ever stop to think about three lessons that may be learned from the three crosses? Yes, the crosses of the thieves and the cross of Christ cause us to think of three different lessons. One cross represents a thief dying in sin, the other a thief dying to sin because he repented and was forgiven by the Savior, and of course the cross of Christ represents the Son of God dying for sin. They very simply divide humanity into one of two categories: those who reject Christ and die in sin, as did one of the thieves, and those who obey Christ and die to sin, being freed from its guilt and consequences through obedience to the gospel. Sin's penalty was paid, and its power broken on that center cross. Through it, we may be free from sin and become filled with the fruits of righteousness by obedience to the teachings of the one who died there. I'm Jim Dearman with a brief message of truth for the world.